From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Barack Obama, before leaving for Greece Monday, met with reporters at the White House discussing his last trip as president and his meeting with President-elect Donald Trump.
I look forward to my first visit in Greece. And then in Germany, I'll visit with Chancellor Merkel, who's probably been my closest international partner these past 8 years. I'll also signal our solidarity with our closest allies and express our support for a strong, integrated, and united Europe.
In Peru, Mr. Obama will take part in a two-day Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. In his first news conference since Donald Trump's election victory last week, Mr. Obama said in his meeting, they came away convinced Mr. Trump is committed to the transatlantic alliance.
He expressed a great interest in maintaining our core strategic relationships. And so one of the messages I will be able to deliver is his commitment to NATO and the transatlantic alliance.
Mr. Obama said he believes the incoming president is not as ideological as people think, that he'll be a pragmatic leader as long as he's surrounded by good people. But he cautioned the New York businessman faces a wake-up call when he confronts the realities of the job that he'll assume January 20th. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes said no matter what the outcome of the election, Mr. Obama, the rest of his administration will have a stake in seeing the new leader succeed. At least 9 people were killed Monday after police opened fire in response to what authorities call an attack by Shia Muslims outside the Nigerian northern city of Kano. The violence occurred as members of the Islamic movement in Nigeria conducted an annual procession to Zaria in neighboring Kaduna State. The sect said dozens of its members were killed in the clash. This is VOA News.